91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Selena Steele-Klo. For elementary and high schools, Easter Monday is a day off from school, but to college students across Ontario, it's normal Monday. Ashley Clark has a story.
When transitioning from high school to college, students learn they no longer get a four-day weekend for Easter. Don Sinclair is in charge of human resources at Loyalist College. He says this is because colleges are meant to prepare students for life after education.
What we decided is that if part of the mission is to give our students the real-world experience, most organizations work Easter Monday and they work Remembrance Day.
Sinclair says Ontario colleges used to have both days off. But after bargaining with the Ontario Public Service Employees Union, they decided to trade off Easter Monday and Remembrance Day in order to get the full week off between Christmas and New Year's. QNetNews.ca will be holding a live chat this coming Easter Monday about whether or not people think colleges should have the day off. You can join me and another QNet reporter, Tara Henley, for the discussion from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Ashley Clark, QNet News, Belleville.
Folk band Georgian Bay is touring Ontario and Quebec to promote their second album. The band will be performing in Belleville on March 24th. Julianne Westman and Kelly Lefebvre released their first album in 2014. Westman says the process was a bit overwhelming.
It was also our first experience. We had just started writing together and having access to a recording studio and these amazing musicians, but being on a timeline, things felt a little rushed.
Lefebvre says two chose the name Georgian Band because it's a special place for them.
It has always been like a place where I can find a lot more peace in my life. It's a lot quieter and more tranquil here.
The city of Quinte West has partnered with the Empire Theatre to bring Alan Doyle, lead singer of the Canadian rock band Great Big Sea, to the annual Trenton Irish Scottish Festival this year. Doyle will be held the event, which runs on September 9th and 10th. Last year, the headlining performers for the Baron M. McNeills and the Scottish actor Graham McTavish. According to the city, the festival brings in around $500,000 and roughly 8,000 people to the Quinte West. In addition to the live music, the festival will feature Celtic food, Highland dancing, and a parade. Tickets for the event go on sale March 17th through the Empire Theatre website. Concerns over a delay in a smoke alarm activation is now the focal point of the investigation into a fatal house fire that claimed the life of a 25-year-old Picton man on Saturday. Emergency response crew were called to 30 Main Street in Picton before 9 a.m. Saturday, where 51-year-old Joanne Dubas escaped with her daughter, 16-year-old Emily Walker, and 21-year-old Nick Dubas. Tragically, her son, 25-year-old Zachary Dubas, was killed in the blaze. Police confirms all the occupants were in the bed when the fire began in the first floor of the old-style home. A GoFundMe account was sent up for the family immediately after the fire. Teachers and support staff from the Sir James Whitney School of the Deaf will hold an outdoor demonstration this coming Monday, March 21st. Staff at the school are worried that the school may be closed as the provincial government looks to cut costs. Provincial consultants are visiting the school Monday to see firsthand what is going on. The Minister of Education is on record saying that Sir James Whitney School for the Deaf will not be closed. Police are seeking a woman say is a person of interest in an attempted child abduction in West End, Toronto. She's described as a 30-year-old, 5 feet 7 inches tall, and 120 pounds, with a shoulder length of brown hair. The alleged abduction attempt took place Saturday in the early afternoon in High Park area. Prince Harry has announced Toronto will host next year Invictus Games, an international sports competition for wounded troops. Harry was founded the Games and is partnered for the competition. He's absolutely delighted. The legacy of the event will continue in the city in 2017. He says the Toronto Games will feature more sports than the competitions has had before, including events on ice. It's alleged a 50-year-old man stabbed a woman inside a Toronto Dominion branch on Monday afternoon, leaving her life with threatening injuries. Police were called for a medical complaint later that day and found the suspect, who then died in hospital. They say no other suspect is being sought. The Ontario government is providing $3.3 million to help fund the recreation of a memorial community hall in Blythe, Ontario. Deputy Deputy Premier Deb Matthews made the announcement yesterday. The building, which is almost a century old and includes a theater and an art gallery, is in need of a major repairs. The festival, which produces original Canadian plays, draws more than 20,000 visitors each season. More than 100 police officers from across Alberta gathered in Red Deer to come up with a way to better fight auto theft. Officials say auto theft costs the economy $1.6 billion a year, so police need to share information more betterly. Dan Service with the Insurance Bureau of Canada says there's a different type of auto thefts.
If you have an opportunistic group of criminals who want to steal a vehicle to get from point A to point B across a city perhaps, or maybe to go commit another crime, that's one group. Then you have an entirely separate group that is organized. They want to steal dozens or hundreds, in some cases, of vehicles and ship them out of the country and profit from their sale in other countries.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau went to the United Nations this morning to announce he is launching a campaign to return Canada to its international stage.
So today, I'm in New York to formally announce our intention to return to the UN Security Council table.
Hillary Clinton has strengthened her lead against the rival Bernie Sanders in the race for the Democratic provincial nomination. Reporter Jonathan Carl says Clinton won at least four state primaries last night, putting her in a strong position to be the first woman nominated by a major party.
She won last night the lion's share of the delegates, 408 delegates to just 237 for Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton so far is two-thirds of the way to getting the delegates she needs to clinch the nomination. She is getting close to a mathematical lock on this. Bernie Sanders would need to win all the remaining states by a landslide to catch up with her.
The award season is over, but people who do the Oscars are still at work, trying to implement their plans to make Hollywood more diverse. The Board of Governors of the Academy of Motion Pictures and Arts and Sciences met in New York City yesterday to discuss changes put into place after a second straight slate of all-white candidates for acting honors this year. Also, the ratings for the Oscars this year dropped to an eight-year low. Since the Board of Governors announced changes to promote diversity, some have complained that the changes have unfairly punished older members, many whom lose their voting privileges. And that's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
A new year means a fresh chance to have the career you've been searching for. The life you want doesn't have to be out of reach. This year, grab it. Where does your new beginning begin? Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. From second career advice and job search support to the new Youth Job Connection Program, see how they can help you. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street beside Pinnacle. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Now QNET Sports, tonight games, and other sports. The Oilers goalie Mike Smith frustrated the Oilers, stopping 44 shots in a 4-0 shutout to Phoenix over Edmonton. Oilers center Jordan Eble says the Oilers converted to their scoring chance and the Oilers didn't.
I think the storyline tonight was we gave up too many good chances and we didn't score. So. You're not going to win hockey games in this league like that.
Head coach Michael Therrien says a lot of the credit goes to the Wild defensemen, in particular for shutting down his top nine.
Their defensemen are really good. They skate well. They good one-on-ones. So I'm glad to give a lot of credit to their defense.
The Los Angeles Kings caved an impressive back-to-back against Central Division team with a 5-2 victory against the Dallas Stars. Kings defenseman Rob Scruti says beating Chicago and Dallas on successive nights is a big accomplishment.
Back-to-back games isn't easy, especially against these two opponents. Dallas is an explosive team, a lot of offense. Can turn it on in a hurry, and they did tonight. We weathered a few storms, and Yoni made the big stops when we needed it to, and it was a good team win.
Alex Ovechkin scored in overtime as the Washington Capitals picked up the 50th win for the season, beating the Carolina Hurricanes 2-1 with the win. Washington became the first NHL team to clinch playoff spot. Hurricanes center Jordan Steele says it's disappointing to lose, but getting to a point it is important in the playoff chase.
We're going to keep playing like we can. We're going to keep trying to get points every night.
you know, when you go six games with getting points, it's obviously a good thing. And, you know, we're going to try to continue to do that.
The Florida Panthers are locked in a tight battle with the Boston and Tampa Bay for the Atlantic Division lead. Veteran Jeremiah Jagg says he likes it that way.
To my experience, you know, it's nice to win a division, you know, no question about it. But I think the most important thing is to play very good hockey going into playoffs if we make it.
The NHL says goalie equipment will be smaller starting next season. The league announced the changes to an annual GM's meeting in Florida. Kay Whitmore, goaltending supervisor for the NHL, who's leading the change for the league, says goalies support the decision.
You're hearing from some of the best goalies in the game that think this is what's right. They want a level playing field within their ranks. They want to look at the other end of the rink and feel that the guys down there looks appropriate for his size. So if a guy's 6'4", 250, he should look that big.
And NFL officials has acknowledged a link between football and brain disease, CTE, for the first time. Boston University Dr. Ann McNee has found the disease in 90 former pro football players. And NFL Senior Vice President Jeff Miller, who asked if he thinks there's a link between football and brain disorders like CTE.
Well, certainly Dr. McKee's research shows that a number of retired NFL players were diagnosed with CTE. So the answer to that question is certainly yes, but there's also a number of questions that come with that.
LeBron James scored 27 points as the Cleveland buried the LA Clippers with three-pointers in a 104-90 victory. J.R. Smith and Kyle LeVarring added 17 points each. LeVar says it's time to Cleveland to start constantly winning.
I feel like this is the time where we want to come together collectively as a group. We've had our ups and downs, had games where we haven't played well, we've lost back-to-back games, and you know, people are just going to continue to write us off no matter what, and then we have a good streak, and now it's questions like, you know, what's changed for you guys, and nothing.
And that's it for sports. Send us your team or legal scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now the forecast for Belleville. At 12:12, it's 8 degrees. Today it's cloudy with a 40% chance of drizzle. Showers beginning early this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy, 6% chance of showers early this evening. For Thursday, it will be a high of 9 with a low of 0. For Friday, it will be a high of plus 3 and low of minus 11. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. And remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Selena Steele-Clove. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.